Welcome to Lawman, a podcast about local legends and obscure curiosities from days of yore. I'm James Shakeshaft.
And I'm Alistair Beckett King.
And Alistair, we went out into the wild again.
The wilds of Islington.
Oh, yes. And we saw the people with their faces.
The strange denizens of North London.
And we coined two catchphrases during this event.
It's a double catchphrase episode.
What a night. What a night. It was a live special for Halloween. These are the edited highlights.
That match of the day. Instead of goals, it's catchphrases.
And no analysis. Hello. Welcome to our Halloween show. Has everybody had a wonderful Halloween so far? It's been nice and scary. Standard, sort of a normal day, really. It was Monday, though, which is one of the scariest days of the week,
yeah.
I find. Welcome. We've got a terrifying tale for you today. Are you ready to be terrified? Broadly speaking.
I don't think they are ready to be terrified. They look like their mental reserves are solid.
I need to put this. My skull is
This is why they aren't terrified, because our terrifying skull is not in position.
How's this? Yeah.
There you go. That's what was missing. The skull was the problem.
Well, we're going to be talking about skulls today. Everyone's got one. Right?
That's the slogan for skulls, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone's got one.
Today, we have got a very scary tale. It is the tale of Dickie of Tunstead. Or
a terrifying title.
The Miraculous Skull.
That's lots better.
It takes place. Well, no, actually, I'm going to do the proper intro. Coombs Valley in Dark Peak in Derbyshire. Quiet, peaceful, serene. That is until Dickie of Tunstead wakes up. Because Dickie of Tunstead is a screaming skull.
How could a screaming skull even use an ineffectual flying machine that plummets into the pines?
I don't know, but fortunately his friends help him out. That's what's
just
good
to be clear,
about him.
Are you understanding this as a reference to the raccoons, or is it just me? Yes. Yeah. Well, one person was enjoying that, and everyone else was like, this is weirdly phrased. It's the start of the TV show, The Raccoons.
This takes place in... Well, near a little town, the capital of the peak, Chapel Unley Frith.
Unley Frith.
Spelt Chapel hyphen E-N hyphen L-E hyphen Frith.
Oh.
It's a little bit French.
So it's not Unley Frith.
No, I've said that
chapel
too.
Chapel Unley Frith.
Chapel.
Où est le chapel Unley Frith?
Où est le chapel?
Où est?
Dans le Frith.
I want to jouer le tennis or aller à la piscine.
What are you going to do in the... So, yeah, Dickie is a skull that has been on Tunstead Farm near Chapel Unley Frith for around 400 years. By the way, fun fact, Chapel Unley Frith is the site of the first recorded UFO sighting in the British Isles.
Ooh.
In 1716. It's in the church records for some reason.
UFO sighting is in the church records.
Yeah.
All right. So church roof needs repairs. Baby baptized. First UFO.
They have one of those big sort of thermometers out the front.
But it's only got one UFO.
It just went up to one and then fell over in the wind. So there was a study done in 1993 by Andy Roberts and Dave Clark. They found that there are about 27 legends around the country of screaming skulls. Various houses have this skull in them that if you take it off the property, it screams. And Dickie was one of these.
I think you considered doing a gasp of shock at the idea of the screaming skull there, and then like one person did it, but I saw that the rest of you were thinking, is that gasp worthy? And you all decided no.
Well.
But for the edit, maybe, could you just give us like, just do that again, and could you just, seriously, pull your weight, because James did a lot of preparation here.
Yeah. Dickie of Tunstead was a very special one.
Take the mickey. It has to be believable for the edits.
We're going to take you all outside to get you to scream because skulls, everyone's got one.
Great slogan.
And, well, much like you guys then, once a wagoner was passing Tunstead Farm.
You'll find this character relatable. A wagoner. Fairly normal job.
One who wagons. He was passing the farm and he mocked the skull.
Classic mistake.
He saw a light was on in the window that Dickie was kept. And he said, he jeered, "Dickie's going to bed." End of jeer. End of the jeer.
That's
there.
That's actually really good.
It's a good jeer.
No, that's really funny. I'm a professional comedian. If I saw a skull in a window, I'd be pretty pleased with Dickie's going to bed. That's quite good.
Well, Dickie wasn't pleased because that wagon flipped right over. Dickie does not like being mocked. And we are about to do a full podcast and live stream about that skull. So I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe is the room going to flip? Or is the maybe the podcast will flip? Like when you're listening to it back, your MP3 recorder. They need to stop laughing at me so I can say that right for the other.
No, I think you're stuck with that. When you listen to, as you're putting the cassette tape in and then pressing play and record simultaneously. That's going to record over in the podcast. That's a mistake.
Yeah, maybe your MP3 player will flip. Maybe your MP3 player will flip over is what I was going to say. Thanks for ruining that, everyone, and including me, especially me.
It's the curse of Dickie. Up until now, James has never misspoken on the podcast.
No.
And every joke has come out of solid gold first time.
It's flipped my tongue in a way, perhaps. Ooh. So as with Pamp's Pumps, do you remember?
Forgot about that.
Pamp's Pumps from Leicester? There was a chap who had a pair of shoes in his house, which if you took them out, there bad things would happen. If you took this skull out of Tunstead Farm, dire consequences. For example, here's a list, not limited to, but including, once a farmer scythed a field of grass, turned around, the grass was unscythed.
That's a stick. What he's done is he's picked up a stick.
Yeah.
Instead of a scythe. A scythe that doesn't scythe is a stick.
Another one, your crops will fail, which is sort of the opposite of the last one. Your cattle might die or wander off.
Or be alive too much. Yeah. Because he likes to do the
opposite. Get really big. Some farm workers have had accidents. Now sounds like I'm doing an insurance advert for small holdings.
I've seen 1970s public information films. Farms are a death trap anyway, surely.
Absolutely.
You can't move for children falling into grain silos on farms.
No, but fortunately there was a camera there to catch it. And much like David Attenborough, they would not help those kids. That was dicky.
What are you accusing David Attenborough of doing?
He doesn't help the animals. If one of those
to jump in for an antelope,
if a polar bear
fight on a lion,
if a polar bear fell into a grain silo, he would not help. Some clown threw it in Coombs Reservoir.
Wow.
Threw the skull in Coombs Reservoir, and all the fish died.
An actual clown, or are you just criticizing this person?
I was criticizing the person. It was it was probably a farmer, and all the fish died in the reservoir. So maybe it was a sort of form of dynamite fishing. That would be actually quite a clever way of doing it. So they just float up to the top, skim them off. You got a load of fish. Are there usually fish in reservoirs as well?
I was going to say that's a bit disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he's doing that reservoir a favour.
Some reservoirs have some fish.
But it's...
I think that's what was said. There's some laughter suggesting I misheard, but I'm doubling down on it. Some reservoirs, some fish.
It's no skulls. Everyone's got one.
Some reservoirs, some fish.
I think it's that seems like a good idea. Like how you put a bit of chlorine in a swimming pool to get rid of all the germs and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe you just get a haunted skull and pop it in your... Like if you're camping and you haven't got access to fresh water,
yeah,
just pop a skull. Fresh water.
When people say that the water's like not fit for, you know, not potable, is, do you think that's because there's a fish in it?
Yes. Also, I thought it was potable. And twice it got buried in the churchyard in Chapel Only Frith. And according to Mr. A. Fox...
What did he say? Give me some chickens. Can I have a look at the chickens?
An apparition appeared that was weeping and wailing, and during the witching hours of the night, furniture would be tossed up and down in utter confusion. Have you ever seen a confused sofa? A perplexed cupboard? Actually, probably occasional tables are a bit confused sometimes because they don't know. They don't know what they're going to be.
Yeah.
I'm occasionally a table, but am I a table right now? It's probably quite easy to baffle a cushion. And one time the farmhouse was being rebuilt, and during which the workman threw the skull into a big pile of manure.
Did Dickie like that? Or
no, he was like, I hate manure.
That's from that film. Back to the Future.
That's my Back to the Future card.
It's a weird line that they felt the need to establish that Biff didn't enjoy having manure drop time. It's weird that at a script level they thought, make it clear that he's not into that. That's not for him at all.
Because he had a mouth full of it, and you might have thought he was just, oh, this is a perfect opportunity to enjoy some fresh manure.
But he has to spit it out to say, I didn't like that.
I, unlike everyone else, hate manure. I'm not a rose.
Does he say that?
He doesn't. That's an extended
quite poetical,
edition.
Yeah.
I see why I limit myself to one Back to the Future reference for that podcast now. I'm starting to see that. Yeah, but right, warn the workman.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got a skull in your property that doesn't want to be taken off the property, warn the workman. Warn the workman.
That's a good Shake Shack tip, that.
Yeah, that's a life hack.
I don't know if it's... Is it a life hack?
That is a life hack. Warn the workman if you've got skulls on your property that you don't want thrown away. Also, if you're a workman and you find a skull on a property you're working on, don't just chuck it into a big pile of poo.
It's human remains. There are, like, legal procedures you have to follow.
Report it.
Just whack it into a big pile of poo.
There will always be repercussions.
Even if the skull itself is not angry, someone will be angry.
Yes, so whether or not it's a haunted skull, just don't do it. I don't think I should have to say this, to be honest. Ah, right, I've wound myself up. I didn't want to be that guy.
It's awful to see that a bias against skulls, that prejudice still exists when we've all got one. You know? So
it's not like the what you said. Like, I forgot what you said.
The raccoons.
Some reservoirs, some fish. Yeah.
Great catchphrase.
Really memorable.
Yeah. It's like a call and response. Some reservoir.
Some fish.
Skulls.
Everyone's got one.
Thank
you. I've got to say, it doesn't have the...
I think you're winning now.
It doesn't have the Bruce Forsyth quality of Some Reservoir, Some Fish. What's this episode about?
So, yeah, when they did that, the spectre returned. And when the builders would turn up in the morning, all their stuff had been messed around with. It's like when you turn up to the office and someone's messed with your chair settings, or, you know, fiddled around with your screen's presets.
Mm.
It's like that for builders. You turn up and you put your hammer, someone's messed with all the presets on it. The settings on all your nails are wrong. And they could hear a low, unearthly moaning underneath when they were sawing and hammering and doing the builder stuff, which nowadays would probably be drowned out by a radio.
Yeah, just Magic FM.
Yeah. There's a spooky and a sad story as well from friend of the show, Haunted England by Christ in Hull. When Alfred Fryer visited the farm in the 80s of the last century, this book has obviously come out in our last century, so two centuries ago, the tenant, Mr. Lomas, told him that one night when his daughter was ill, he was sitting in the kitchen alone, and he heard someone coming downstairs and saw a female figure pass between his chair and the fire and bend over the cradle. And thinking it was a servant, he told her not to disturb the baby. And as soon as he spoke, she vanished. And the baby got really ill.
What a kicker to that one.
Yeah.
Was it okay in the end, the baby?
Well, it was 200 years ago, so... I hope she's dead. Like, I didn't think the podcast would go this way, but I didn't want to wish.
In hope's baby dead. Shock. Outrageous that you would wish death upon an innocent baby.
A 200-year-old baby. Dickie's not all bad, though. Come on, guys. I'm going to redeem him.
Okay. I'm just looking at the notes and it says not all bad in capital letters.
Yeah.
Although, but Dickie is not all bad. Come on, guys. Wow, the whole thing. Wait, what does it say there?
Don't do a Back to Future reference.
Some reservoir, some fish. How did James know?
He's a plant.
That was going to happen.
One of the farm owners, Mr. Brownlow, said they would soon part with their best cow and get rid of Dickie. Their best cow.
They like Dickie more than they like the cow.
The best cow, yeah. Because it would help out on the farm. Dickie would help on the farm. If the animals got into trouble, like downtown, probably running with a bad crowd or something, or perhaps a cow was choking on a train. No. Once again, you're going to need to stop laughing so I can correct myself.
James, as a master of life hacks, what should we do if we see a cow choking on a train?
Well,
the Heimlich manoeuvre is a challenge because of the circumference of a cow. Do you just get in and try and punch? Stomach do you aim for when you're...
You can't. I don't punching. Know. And the circumference of a cow that swallowed a train as well. That would be like double blobby.
I thought it was on a train and choking. Like it's probably sitting in one of the chairs that has extra leg room.
You'd hope, yes. Yeah. You'd hope.
What were you trying to say there?
I was just going to say that what it was, and the example given in the book is a cow choking on a chain, which is still weird. And again, still need to do that Heimlich manoeuvre, and you still need to pick the right stomach to do it.
So it's eaten the chain. It's eaten the chain and is then regretting it.
Yeah, I guess so. But Dickie's there.
Pull on the chain.
Oh, yeah.
Just pull on the other end.
It's like
nine guys standing around going, don't know how we're going to deal with this.
Just a cow with a little anchor hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah. He tried pulling his tail. It's doing nothing. Blowing its ears. But pull on the chain. Like, I'm not a farming man, but...
You know that. Dickie would warn the farmer with three taps on the window. Three taps, just in case you didn't know what they were.
And that's the code for a cow is choking on a chain.
It's general farm business.
Okay,
bad farm
right.
business, that
general
is.
General farm emergency, tap, tap, tap.
Yes. If there were robbers or burglars or ne'er-do-wells on the land, on the window, they'd know to go and sort it out.
Same number of taps, so I notice.
Yeah. It's okay. just general
problems. General problems, right.
According to Margaret Bellhouse, people wouldn't dare walk on Dickie's land after dark, because a strange black dog would follow them down the road and vanish into the hill.
So yeah, it's pretty spooky. Yeah.
A black dog vanishing at night in the countryside is less spooky. And people thought that was Dickie's spirit seeing people off the land, making sure that, you know, they got away. That's a good dog. We're off my land.
Yeah.
That's a dog saying, get off my land.
Yeah.
It's got a chain in its mouth. Pull the chain.
So is he like, he's like Lassie, like a similar kid down to Minecraft. He's just coming in with information.
Yes, yeah.
Either delivered as a dog or through Morse code.
And once a thief tried to make off with a sack of potatoes, but they got fixed by Dickie.
Could he have perhaps been fixed by the fact that that's quite heavy?
Maybe, may well be. And it was muddy as well.
Just quite slow.
Fixed in this context is like with Pamp's house. It means rendered unable to move, not what I need to do to my iPhone screen.
Yeah, and not like what you might do to a dog either.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Castrated by the skull.
You know what? I didn't check. But Dickie was famous. And I found this on a blog by someone called Darkus Wolfson.
Not a real name.
In the Buxton Museum, you can find postcards of Dickie that they used to sell. People used to sell them. People used to visit the farm to see Dickie. much to the annoyance of the farmers who were just trying to get on with saving their cows from chains and so on. In 1950, Crichton Porius,
that's a real name. I think that one's a real name.
In 1950, Crichton Porius wrote of a tale that a farmer and wife were riding back from market. Farmer up top in the riding position, wife sat side saddle, no doubt, on the back of the horse, the further back on the horse. They're all on the back of the horse. Further back on the horse, her job was to hop off, open the gate, horse goes through, shut the gate, hop back on the horse. Tiring. And she said, quite innocently, I wish Dickie would open them. About the gates. And the gate swung open. And they went through and it swung back shut. It happened all the way home. Every gate open, shut. So on and so on for many more gates. And you'd think that would help the wife to, you know, be a bit, you know, more chilled out. But she was terrified because because of the magic gates.
Oh, be careful what you wish for, lazy farm wife. It's the moral of that story.
And now, in 1863, Dickie took on the big boys because the railway men came to town. And they wanted to build a bridge over the reservoir using a field from Tunstead Farm. But Dickie got involved, and the arches of the bridge became distorted and sank into the previously unspotted marshland. And the railway men reported it as quicksand, but everyone knew it was Dickie. There's another railway-based anecdote, or probably the same railway-based anecdote, but just changed over the years, and that there was a line had to be redirected due to a landslide in the Goyt Valley and a collapsed tunnel in Buxton. That's it. That's
oh,
the
right, that's
it. That was Dickie as well. And the bridge was called Dickie's Bridge.
He collapsed the tunnel.
He caused the landslide in the Goyt Valley. But don't worry, everyone. There is a poem. And I'm going to be reading from Derbyshire Ghosts and Legends. And fair warning, it's written in the vernacular.
Which vernacular is that?
Well, you're going to find out. It was written by the dialect poet Samuel Laycock. Now, Dickie, be quiet, wee lad, and let navvies and railway be. Mon, thou shouldn't do so, it's too bad. What harm are they doing to thee? Deed folk shouldn't meddle at all, but leave these matters to Thwick. They'll see they're done gradely, I know. Dost ye hear what I'll say to thee, Dick? Poem.
Spontaneous applause, well done, John. Leave it to the wick.
To Thwick.
Is that the living? Is that what wick means? Because I feel like it's there because it rhymes with dick.
There's a glossary.
Oh, okay.
Wick is weak, as in 7 days.
Right.
Weak, as in not strong, or quick, and there's an asterisk. The fact that wick can mean either weak or quick gives rise to a great controversy. There's a well-known rhyme that goes, Derbyshire born and Derbyshire bred, strong of the arm but weak of the head. Now, people from Derbyshire say it means quick-witted. People not from Derbyshire say it means weak in the head.
But the people from Derbyshire's defence is, no, we were saying that word wrong.
What better way to get to the bottom of this than to go to Tunstead Farm yourself? Don't worry, I haven't got coaches.
Before you start, James, I've seen a few of your
field reports,
if I can speak on behalf of the audience, is this going to be one where you uncover some solid gold, or is this going to be another case of a confused dad wandering around fields, going, "Oh, there it is. No, that's not his," for about 2.5 minutes.
3 minutes. And it was drizzling. It was right up a hill as well. Yes.
Oh, nice.
See, once again, inconclusive.
At this point, what you could do is pause your podcast and go open up the YouTube app and search for Field Report, The Screaming Skull.
I think you might need to be more specific than that. For the
field report, searching for the Screaming Skull in Chapel Onley Frith, or just, well, I've inadvertently searched for it now.
Were you actually searching there?
Yeah. So that works.
I would have thought you'd have to say Lawmen or something. Or James Shakeshaft. No, just the title. Nobody else has been there. There's nothing else. If you type that in, nothing else comes up. One hit.
Yeah, I think so. Wow. There's not enough people looking for Screaming Skulls nowadays.
Yeah, the kids these days, all of their TikToks. And their skateboards.
And the virtual skulls that just sort of mutter. Speak up.
They're all in the metaverse, the young people.
The mutterverse, more like.
Get your hair out your eyes. So people can watch they can actually watch it
yes.
on YouTube, can they?
Yeah, actually watch it. I'll put that, you know what? I'm going to put the link in the notes. That'll
Good
make
idea.
It
Great
easier
idea.
For everybody. And now you've done that, thanks very much. Yeah, let's go back and listen to the fallout.
I think it went down very well.
Yeah, I think so too, actually. Thanks for coming back.
James really thought you weren't going to come back.
I forgot to do the big sell for the second half. We're going to find out who is Dickie. Yeah. Oh, it's like they haven't watched my video. So, who was Dickie? It was said that it was the skull of a trooper called Ned Dixon who fought in France against the French in the... Oh, I looked this up as well. In the Huguenot. The Huguenot Wars.
You know you're saying that wrongly.
Huguenots. The Huguenot Wars.
Huguenot. Don't say that.
Huguenot.
I'm saying that right. Huguenot.
The Huguenot Wars. He fought bravely in the Battle of Ivory, and he actually saved Lord Willoughby. So.
It's really passive-aggressive the way you said that.
He was badly wounded, and he lay on the battlefield all night, and he was not expected to survive, but he did recover, albeit in very poor health.
There's only so much drama you can wring out of this, considering we know he becomes a skull.
Yeah. He was in two...
So bad news about his arms, torso, legs, groin, feet. They're a write-off, but there is some... Good news.
He was in too bad health to be a soldier, so he got sent home and he returned to his farm in Tunstead.
Sorry, you're expecting a woo for Tunstead?
Tunstead Farm. He probably found the right one on the first go. Where his cousin, Jack Johnson, not the musician, the farmer from the past, was looking after the farm. And to be honest, he'd believed Ned was dead.
Yes, he sees just his head rolling in through the
gate. No, he's still a full...
He's still a whole man.
He's still a whole man, but he's just in very poor health.
That's a shame, because he could have got home much cheaper if he'd just been a head.
Yeah.
Just going on the shelf at the top of the train.
Jack Johnson and Mrs. Jack Johnson were not very happy to see this cousin alive. And they welcomed him back for the night. However, they cut his head off. In that night and took possession of the farm. They buried him and carried on as if nothing had happened. And then the next day.
That's not a lot of carrying on as if nothing had happened.
No, they just went to
if
bed.
It happens the next day, what did they have time to do?
To go to sleep.
Just sleep.
Bury the body, woke up, and the head was standing upright on a stone in the farmhouse. Just the head. And it was, a quote, as wan and ghastly as when he was done.
As when he was done?
Unsurprisingly, his head still looked like the head of someone that had just been cut off from a body.
Yeah, it's not like when you cut someone's head off and you think, actually, that really suits them. it's just a really good look for them. Wow.
Yeah, like, haircut? No. No, I've had my whole body cut off completely. Look, it suits you. You look well for it.
Have you lost a bit of weight? Yeah, quite actually loads.
Most of it.
Almost all the weight.
And the head remained there for the rest of the couple's lives, the skin and flesh rotting away. They probably tried to put it, but every day it pops back up on that stone.
It wasn't like it wasn't like a spectre that their hands passed through. It was actually there physically.
It was there mouldering and slowly turned into a skull.
Looking at them with accusing eyes.
And then accusing sockets after a bit.
That's pretty spooky.
And according to the poet, William Bennett, later on the wife was killed by the husband and the husband was killed by a tree.
Oh, Hercule, how do you work these things out?
Yeah, he was killed by an oak tree falling on him.
Right.
Yeah. So don't murder your cousin and stand near trees.
That's another case of something being presented as if, justice, rather than just a random thing that happened, but after.
But that's not the only story of who Dickie is, because there's another story from the Peak District that there were two sisters who loved the same man, and one sister murdered the other one, and her dying words, the murdered one.
The dying words of the murderer were like, it worked out well for me.
Oh, right.
Only that oak tree hadn't killed me.
Is that an oak tree? Is that oak tree getting bigger? And the dying word of the murdered one was that her bones would never rest in her grave. And after the funeral, the farmhouse was haunted by frightful noises for many years and got unbearable. And then they remembered those dying words. And so they dug up the skull and put her head in a cheese vat at the bottom of the stairs. I still haven't found out what a cheese vat is. I'm guessing it's around head size, a little bit bigger.
So there's a debate on whether it's a boy's skull or a girl's skull.
Yes. And it's still called Dickie. And in 1950, Crichton Porteous wrote, "How old it is, no one knows. But when it was examined some years ago by a medical man, it was said to show no sign of decay. And he thought it was the skull of a girl of about 18 years. Doesn't really say what science bit he used for that. Probably a skull of a girl of 18 years.
Also, medical man's a little bit vague.
It is a little, yes.
Like, was he a doctor? I don't like to use the word doctor. I'm just more of a medical man.
Give me a skull, though. I'll tell you what sex it was.
Girl.
18 years, I reckon. Yeah. And its last reports were that Dickie has been quiet. And that...
Weird. So the most recent reports, for instance, since the advent of sound recording, are that it doesn't do anything at all and it's just an object.
And in a little bit of research I wish I'd done before I shot that video, the skull is not at the farmhouse anymore.
Because that almost renders your field report a complete waste of time with no content whatsoever, from you trying to riff with a sheep.
Yeah. I thought we had a thing going on, me and that sheep. And it will remain quiet unless it is mocked. Uh-oh. At one time, a group of lads drank from the skull but received no punishment because it was said that Dickie was once young and foolish, so didn't regard the prank as an insult.
Oh, yeah, he'd love that, to have people drink out of his skull.
Let's just hope that she was into podcasts, really, and we're all safe. So, yeah, it turns out Dickie of Tunstead was maybe... what's the sort of feminine version of Dickie?
Dickess?
Dickalina?
Yeah. Yeah, Dickalina.
Dixophine. So that's the story of Dickie of Tunstead on this Halloween night.
It's a lovely audience, but we've never had to prompt applause so hard. Wow.
Should we score this? Thanks.
Yeah.
You ready? You ready to help us out?
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Okay. So... Category what? I forgot the word category there. Category one, naming. Try not to take into account that whole thing I did about it being called Dickie, but it's actually a murdered sister. What do you think of naming?
Dickie's a good name.
Dickie's a good name. Dickie of Tunstead. Just going to flick through to Darkus Wolfson.
An obvious fake name, but Crichton Porteous.
Crichton Porteous.
That's really good.
Samuel Laycock.
French for Samuel the Cock.
Where? Bon.
I like Father Ambrose because he sounds like he solves crimes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, yeah. And then as custard afterwards. As a sort of, it's like his thing, like Kojak had the lolly.
Yeah.
He just eats custard.
It's just a big bowl of custard. It's too much custard. You know how it's the opposite of how Biff is to manure. He is to custard.
Ambrose.
If a big cart of egg custard fell on him, he'd be like, I like this.
Nom,
nom, nom.
I love custard.
He talked a lot like you there. That sounded like
a
giant.
Yes, he was a big guy.
A little giant. He was a little giant of a man.
I like custard. Ned Dixon, the huge nuts. Huge.
It sounds like you're trying to make them sound big, but then you have to admit they're not. They're huge or not?
They're not. They're not. Huge. They're not huge or not. Mr. A. Fox.
Mr. A. Fox.
Thank you very much.
I think it's time to throw this to the crowd because I think you had us with A. Fox.
Yeah, thanks.
I reckon it's going to be high. Let's hear it. Who thinks it's... I'm going to start at 4. It's quite exciting. Who thinks it's 5?
Whoa.
Hold on.
Just one screaming skull.
A lot of people waiting to see if other people thought it was 5. It's 4, James.
Yes, okay. Cat the Second, Category 2, Supernatural.
Supernatural. Well, it's extremely supernatural. You've got multiple screaming skulls.
Yeah. You've got a field of grass getting scythed and then unscythed.
Yeah.
Like that.
A man hitting grass with a stick. Yeah.
Yes.
Explain that.
A flipped wagon. A fully flipped wagon.
How could a wagon flip over while travelling on a pitted farm road? Just couldn't happen.
You've got a cow swallowing a train. That was
pretty
off the zone.
Yeah.
Workman's tools getting messed with. Noises. Confused furniture.
That's pretty good. I think it's high. Is it 3?
For the record, probably, yeah.
There was a very confidently muttered probably, which I think...
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I think some people who might have been going 5 are going to bring it down now.
Yeah.
Is it 4? Is it 5?
Yes.
That's a strong 5.
Killed all the fish. My third category is olden time smart speaker.
like a non-proprietary version of Alexa.
Yes, an Alexa or one of them googly ones.
Yes.
Yes.
What are they called? Google.
In our house, we call them we call them what the words are that wakes them up, so I can't refer to them.
Because if you play this, it'll wake it up.
It'll wake up everyone's one, a bit like a screaming skull. So that's kind of running points, right?
Alexa, phone the police. I'm being killed.
Alexa, flip that wagon. Save that cow. And there's the sort of burglar alarm aspect. It would also, it would wake up the farmers so they didn't have to set an alarm or anything. It would just, like, tap on the window, like, time for work. It would fully bridle horses if they had to go out in the horses.
Would it?
They'd wake up and the horses would be fully bridled.
You didn't mention that when we did Supernatural. Wow.
Yeah.
A skull fully bridling a horse.
Yeah. Mm. Killed a load of fish.
Alexa, kill those fish.
Some reservoirs.
Some fish.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to throw it to the assembled rabble. Who thinks it's 3?
Probably, yeah.
4. 5.
Yay!
Oh, it's a strong. The people who went 3 look like fools.
And as ever, I haven't got another category. So we're going to have to source one.
Crowdsource,
should we do a chattergree? Anyone got a category for us?
Some reservoir?
Some fish.
Is that a category? Can you have that as a category?
I think I won't get a 5 for it, but I'd go with
that.
What about
catchphrases?
No, because I'll go skulls. Everyone's got one. And then they're just going to give me 1.
That's a really good Let's still do that, though.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, final category. Skulls. Everyone's got one.
No, just back me up here. Is that what we agreed was going to happen? Or did we say we were going to do catchphrases? But it's too late. It's been entered into the ledger now. So for the benefit of the recording, we were going to do a different category. James has really... really stepped in it.
Yeah, I really chucked the cow on that one.
So for the category of skulls, everyone's got one.
This is going to be quite quick.
Who thinks it's five? Oh, it's actually quite strong.
Everyone's got
one. Who thinks...
And there's more than five people. Everyone's got one and there's more than five people.
Who thinks it's five? Hey! It's five out of five, James. Because everyone's got one.
Everyone's got one.
And that's
Thank
more
you.
Than... Everyone is more than five people. Thank you much for coming. Give yourselves a round of applause for coming out.
Thank you very much for our wonderful tech team. We've got Kieran and Kate. Thank you. And thank you to the Bill
thank
Murray.
You very much.
And thank you, everyone.
People watching on the live stream. Thank you.
If you enjoyed all of that and want to hear more, go to patreon.com/lawmenpod and sign up there. And there's a wealth of bonus episodes.
Extra little bitlets.
Oh, so many bitlets. There's bitlets from this episode. There's bitlets from previous episodes. It's bitlets, bitlets, bitlets.
It's got as much content as a coffin full of fish.
Some podcasts, some bonus episodes. Mostly us getting the intro wrong.
Yeah.
But also some other funny stuff.
It's a surprisingly hard intro to say.
Especially given we've nearly said it 150 times successfully.
Yeah, it is still difficult. As anyone who's been to a live show knows, because yeah. we never managed to say it correctly when there's
no.
anyone looking.
Do you think it's their fault?
Yeah, I think it is.
Must be.
Some reservoir.
Some fish.
Yep.
What a lesson. What a lesson. No idea what that means.
Nope. I think we should have on our gravestones, I should have some reservoir and you should have some fish.
That's a good idea. That's a very, I mean, I'll better run it past my wife.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if you don't have, do you not want to maybe make your own decisions?
She doesn't listen to the podcast.
Sorry, are you saying she might not be happy with it saying some fish on your gravestone and no other information, just some fish?
It's just, not even my name.
Just some fish.
It would look like it was a gravestone of some fish.
Some fish.
Like the unknown soldier. Like the unknown soldier, but way lower stakes.
R.I.P. some fish.